Hello, and welcome to this edition of Ask Mary Helen. I'm Mary Helen Conroy, podcaster, speaker, and life coach. But today, I feel like I'm 10 years old, and I just want to burst into song. Summertime and the living is easy. Remember that great song? Or maybe you'll remember this one. School's out, teachers, let the monkeys out. Both of these melodies remind us of how wonderful it is that June's here and that freedom is the key for the next few months. Isn't that what we dream about when we think about retirement? Long days and nights with no rules, no homework to do, playing with our friends till the streetlights come on. Endless summers, no rules, and we can be somewhat crazy about how we spend our time. Carol and I talked about the worst time to retire on one of our January podcasts. We noted that the start of the new year brings lots of challenges to the newly retired. Take a listen if you haven't heard it. It's especially true for those living in northern climes where it is just cold. But summer. Oh, okay, I would posit this is the best time to retire. Having your retirement party in May, especially those that are retiring after decades of teaching, makes sense. You're used to ending a school year, and this time of year is great for hanging up your chalk. P.S. September might get a little hard for you, so keep notes on how to play so you'll have a list come fall. If your career hasn't been in education, the summer retirement still offers you time to take a breather. Relax. Our bodies and our spirits are used to wanting to vacation at this time of the year, even if we've worked so hard we've never done it. Most of the time, regardless of the month or season, it just makes good sense to plan a short vacation following your last day of work. Some transition time built in to change up your daily schedule changes the daily grind, and it makes a buffer for those new days of retirement. One person recently told me that she found her husband standing in front of their bedroom closet the Monday after his retirement. She asked him what he was doing, and he said, "I don't know what to wear." Isn't that the truth? In a thumbnail, not knowing what costume to put on pinpoints all that has been lost when we have our last day. There are no work clothes, no good shoes, no place to go, no calendar to follow. We don't know how to dress, act, or in this case, play. Summer retirements allow us to put on light play clothes, sandals or flip-flops, or at least pull down the knee-highs, and dance our way out the door as we determine how we'll spend the day. So for all you summer retirees, I have three ideas to think about. How you're going to meet folks, how are you going to get out, and how are you going to revisit nature? One of the hardest challenges folks have after retirement is making new friends. Having those work buddies turn into play bunnies certainly doesn't happen, but summer allows you to do so right in your own neighborhood. Do you remember all those times growing up that a group of kids would meet in the street for a game of catch? Or perhaps you had block parties where all the neighbors would meet. People would set up tables of food. There'd be lots of games. Everybody came out of hibernation and got to know each other. Try that again now. Easy enough to put up a poster or stick post-it notes on people's doors. It doesn't have to be a holiday, but get to know your neighbors. Around here, we have what we call Thirsty Thursday, and anyone on the block that's free brings a dish to pass and a beverage or a soda or other thirst quencher down to the corner house. No formal invitations. Folks just show up. It's 5 o'clock on Thursday, and everyone is welcome. You never know who might be there, but most folks show up sometime during the summer, and they just pull up a chair. You can tell the working folks on the block. They wave as they go home to hunker down to their second shift jobs. When you're working, some folks just find this plain silly. You have things to do, no time for such nonsense on a Thursday night. But now you're retired, and sitting on a lawn chair just gabbing with the neighbors is a good thing. Oh, have you picked your team yet? Oh, I'm not talking about those teams that'll keep you in the house watching TV. I'm talking about that Little League team or your soccer team right in your own town. If you have grandchildren, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like packing up your lawn chair and heading out to the neighborhood park. Even if you don't know the kids, it's just fun to watch kids playing. So whether you know those kids on the team or not, head on out and cheer for your team. Or perhaps you prefer music in your lawn chair. Many communities have local band concerts in the park. Makes for a great evening listening to music under the stars. Just bring your bug spray. From swing to Broadway to classical, music at night is just plain fun. And whether you're at the ballpark or the concert, look around, talk to the other people you see. You just might carry on a conversation with them that will go into the fall and spring. Speaking of getting out, I love those brochures most states put out entitled Day Trips in Your State. Google your local tourist information site. Take a look at one and see what you might do for some staycations if you're not planning a long celebratory trip. Getting to know or re-know the state you've been inhabiting is a perfect excuse after all those days you've probably sat within four walls. And here's a game for you. Have you ever played the coin game in the car? It's a game that only takes an hour. You've got an hour to play, right? You're retired. Okay, here it goes. You get in the car, you flip a coin. Heads you turn right, tails you turn left. In 20 minutes, flip the coin again. 20 minutes later, flip it. Do it again. Where are you? Have you ever been here before? Explore where you've been. Another great excuse for a day trip are those pick-your-own strawberries, county fairs, flea markets. Any chance to just get outside and see something new will give you summer memories and something to talk about. Have you ever had that summer when you said you wanted to do things? You wanted to do a lot of things in the summer, but you never did? Make a list today. Post it on your refrigerator. So whenever you've got that moment that you go, I want to do something, you'll already have your list. Now, in your work days, you used your calendar to record all your to-dos for the week and the month. Use the calendar now to record all your to-done list. If you go somewhere, record it on the calendar. Been out for a walk? Put a big W on the calendar. Record the memories now, not the obligations. And in thinking about obligations, the one place you can get rid of them all is in nature. Nature takes our breath away. It can inspire. It can show us how really small we are. I used to hear the phrase, nature cleanses, and it's so true. Walking down any new path, looking at tiny purple flowers popping up, or seeing the sandhill cranes take flight creates new space for our spirit. Getting outside, whether for a game of tennis or just a walk to the end of the block, it clears our head. Especially our minds need new thoughts, and they need room for those thoughts. Take a walk. One game I like to play with this is to take my cell phone or my camera with me, and I call it my one-pick walk. And during that walk, I look for one picture that I want to remember. It's easy to do these days, and then sometimes I post it on Facebook or I share it with a friend. If you take one pick each week, you'll be ready for a great scrapbook in the fall. Nature, what do you think of it is? Is it the city's pontoon boat ride with a group? Is it sitting next to a lake and reading? Is it having a picnic? Or are you the marathoner or the bicycle racer or the mountain climber? Summer and nature just go together to get us up and out, to bond with all that is beautiful. So this summer, what will you do to meet friends and get out and bond with nature? I hope you'll share your ideas on our homepage of retireerebels.com, and remember to post some of your one picks on our Facebook page. Retirement in June, a time to revision your future, because we all know retirement is not a vacation, it's a life. Start your memories now. Summertime and the living is easy. Go Rebels!